Well, folks, we are back, and the Redskins schedule is out. We knew who they were going to play. Now we know the where and the when, and they've got quite a few games under the bright lights. Rob Woodfork here with you, alongside George Wallace, as always, Redskins beat reporter. Who better to break down the schedule than the man who's going to be at most of these games, if not all of them?
And we're not going to do a two-hour schedule show like we saw on
like
NFL
ESPN.
Now,
yeah, that's so. I don't even know how you get two hours
don't.
Out of that.
And I know everybody's been waiting for that, but sorry, you're just not getting it here.
Yeah, you're not getting 2 hours out of us. In fact, this may be one of the shorter podcasts that we put together because we only cover one team. And the Redskins schedule, George, what did you think when you first looked it over?
Well, you know, you think of the schedule and you can't go through it and say, oh, this team's going to go 12-4. You can't. You just absolutely can't do
right.
it when you look at a schedule like this. You look for a couple of things. Primetime games.
Yes.
You look for the bye.
Yes.
Which I do like in Week 10.
Yes. That's actually a great place to have a bye, right in the middle of the schedule.
November 9th is the bye for the Redskins. Usually, you know, I'd say 3 of the last 4 years or 4 out of 5, whatever it's been, they've been Week 3 or 4 byes.
Right, right.
So I think that is good. I do like the back-to-back primetime games at home. You have the Thursday nighter against the Giants, and then 10 days off before the Seahawks, the champs, come to town on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that's
so I think
a good,
that is good. You're not traveling during that break. And you know what? Even before the Thursday night game, they're in Philadelphia on Sunday, which is not a far trip. So
exactly.
You look at things like that, I think it's all right. I mean, there's no more than two. They have back-to-back road games twice.
Right.
And back-to-back home games a couple of times, and closing the season at home with Philly and home in Dallas, you never know.
There's one thing in the schedule that I thought was interesting. TBD, to be determined. That's the first time I've seen one on a schedule. That's the Week 16 game at home against Philly. That's a Saturday game. They have yet to determine whether that's going to be a 4:30 kickoff or an 8:15 kickoff in prime time.
Because that's going to be CBS or NFL Network.
Exactly, exactly. So that's going to be interesting to see if that game has enough importance to merit a prime time appearance. And, of course, you always look for who's playing Dallas Week 17, and guess what?
Right.
It's
because
the Redskins.
Whoever plays Dallas is obviously winning the division.
It is going to win the division. So the Redskins, the front runners in the NFC East, folks.
You know what else you're
and
seeing?
And we don't even have the roster complete yet.
You know what else you're seeing for the first time? Sunday, November 23rd, at San Francisco, for the first time ever, a cross-flex from Fox to CBS.
Yes,
usually
yes.
The road team would determine whether or not it's going to be Fox or CBS.
Right.
But since both teams are NFC.
Two NFC teams on CBS.
You're seeing a cross-flex.
This is
NFL, interesting. I tell you, they're getting crazy.
It's like just when you start to get a sense of what the schedule can look like and what channel it's going to be on, it's like, you know, even if you aren't aware of who the Redskins are playing, just based on their opponent, you can figure out, all right, it's
correct.
Going to be on CBS, it's going to be on Fox.
Right.
Now they've screwed that up.
Yep.
So
now you don't even have that.
Yeah, so now it is needlessly complicated, but it's all about the almighty dollar.
You know what else is good, too, when you look at this? Now, like I said, you can't go through games and pick, but if you're going on last year, which
right.
you can't always do, but
no,
let's
can't.
Face it,
right.
Houston has the number one pick,
yeah,
which means they were the worst team in the league last year.
Yeah, and
you're
they
playing
still
them
have question
first.
Marks at quarterback, right?
Right. You're playing them first on the road, fine. Then Jacksonville, who was a weak team last year, is
right.
the home opener.
They came on strong at the end of last year, but yeah, they weren't very good.
And then DeShaun Jackson goes back to Philadelphia, which you know what scene that's going to be.
Right.
So there's a chance for a pretty good start here going into back-to-back primetime games.
Right, and I'm still not sold on New York. So those first four games, I mean, there's a possibility. Obviously, we're just speculating at this point because we don't know what anybody's roster
correct.
Looks like
you know, nothing.
At all. But just based on what we think we know, that could be a 2-2, 3-1 kind
yeah.
of start for them to
right.
the season. And that's the kind of start that they would need to have if they are to be playing for the division at the end of the season against Dallas.
Yes, and you open up with two back-to-back AFC teams.
Right.
Which is something you can kind of get your feet wet and kind of get your, you know.
Right, it's not going to hurt you too bad if you lose one or both of those games.
So looking at it, I first couple of glances,
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I mean, real brutal stretches.
Right, because probably the most brutal stretch is playing Seattle on a Monday night and then the short week going to Arizona because Arizona was a lot better than people thought they would be. They were 10-6
right.
but missed the playoffs. Coming out of the bye week, it's not bad. You play Tampa Bay, but then you go to San Fran and then Indianapolis. I'm stunned that the Indianapolis game, by the way, is not a prime timer because you have Andrew Luck against RG3. I am stunned that that wasn't a prime time game.
I thought that would have been too.
And same with Deshaun's return to Philadelphia. That's a 1 o'clock game. And I thought for sure that was going to be prime time, but maybe they had the schedule put together before DeSean Jackson signed with the Redskins, so maybe that sort of
it's possible. And then you keep in mind
was.
Too, they have Fox can protect so many games, CBS can protect so many games.
That's true too.
You know
that's
what else
true.
They're doing this year? The Redskins are going to two new stadiums: Minnesota,
okay,
right,
that's true.
And San Fran.
Oh, true.
It means absolutely nothing, but it's just fun to talk about.
Well, I think their season is going to be decided in the final month. They play the Rams, they play the Giants, Philadelphia, Dallas. If you win three or four of those games, regardless of what your record is at that point in time, there's probably a pretty good chance that that you come away with the division because everybody kind of looks mediocre.
Yeah, I love closing with three straight division games. And you look at December, three of the four games at home with a trip to New York.
Exactly. So on the surface, and I hate to pick one loss
Don't
records,
do it. Don't
but
do it.
It looks 8-8, 9-7-ish to me.
That means nothing.
Yeah, but that's at first glance. At first glance.
Okay.
I don't go on the record until the preseason
did.
Is done. No, I didn't
you
go on the record.
Did.
I said at first glance.
All right. I'm not glancing at anything. I'm not giving. And you know what else is funny?
You gave the schedule the side eye.
Something we should also mention this year, for the first time, beginning in week six, it can use flex scheduling.
Right. So something else to confuse me and make me wonder what I know
so
about
So that
football.
San Fran game on CBS very well could switch.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Like we said, knowing absolutely nothing about anything, I think that the layout of it looks okay from the beginning.
It looks favorable.
Favorable, yeah.
It looks favorable so far.
And it's a tough schedule when you look at this team had the worst record in the division last year, but it is a tough schedule.
Yeah.
Based on last year's teams. I mean,
just by virtue of playing the NFC West, I mean, that's going to make it a difficult schedule. But
then you have the Colts.
Right.
Arizona, like you said, the champs, Seahawks. Yeah. Jacksonville, Houston, you look on there as far as last year's teams, the only ones that really didn't do much.
And that's the thing. I mean, the way I look at this schedule, it sets itself up, if we know what we think we know, it sets it up for them to start out pretty well and to end the season pretty well. Because I still think Philadelphia is going to take a step back. Dallas looks like they're ripe for free-fall mode because they didn't get better at all.
But also the good thing, like you mentioned about the end, though, is that it could be where – if you need to control your own destiny within the division, you've got a chance to do it.
You've got a chance to do it. Well, I guess
I'll see you at Super Bowl in Phoenix, February 1st. You heard it.
All right. Well, they certainly look like they're going to win the division, so I guess
Obviously.
That's a possibility.
Right. Well, look, why do you even play the games?
There you go. George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter, Rob Woodfork here with you. And we'll be back to talk to you about whatever the Redskins do on draft day.
Something else.
All right.